It is review after Liverpool 4, Newcastle 1. It's Dan, Neil and Sean. I want to start by praising Newcastle, Neil. I think you can maybe call them naive in some quarters, but they really have a go at it and they really fancy it. And I don't think that's to be sniffed at, to be honest. They put pace in the lineup. Obviously, it's Gordon at 9. The hand's forced a little bit with no Guimarães or Joelinton. But you can see from the first 10, I mean, I think they're in high 60s possession. They're man-to-man all over the pitch. They're aggressive. And I think also they've probably tried to box a bit clever by thinking if the game is tight towards the final quarter, we've got two established forwards that we can put on there and are probably in a sort of comparative sense, it's a bit more than what Liverpool had on the bench. But I didn't know really what to expect from Liverpool. I don't know about you, but I thought they really went for it and thought they really sniffed it.
I thought they'd go 4-3-3 with the centre forwards and do stuff off. I'm not quite as firmly in the praise camp as you are, and there's a reason why. There's a contradiction at the heart of what they're doing, which is that they've got the idea of, and I think it's a bit of a Paris Saint-Germain copy, in terms of the three wingers effectively in a line, the most capable of them dropping off and coming and finding space, the one who's best on the half turn coming and doing that, and then going and filling the void that he leaves with a midfielder who goes and steps into that area. And you see a couple of times they almost play in that first 20-minute period, they almost play the ball that undid us against Paris Saint-Germain, that ball into the half of the midfield when they feel as though we've sucked everyone up, our man's going to come and drop, and it's not an accurate ball, but it's a percentage ball, and then he's going to pick it up and he's going to turn and go. And they're doing that, and I think that's what they've looked to do. Why I'm not quite as full of praise as you are is that Liverpool are all at sea for 20 minutes and Newcastle spend so much of it wasting time. And that's the contradiction that I just couldn't sort of get my head around when I watched it back, is they've got a way to hurt us. They are effectively hurting us. And then every single time there's an opportunity to stop it, they slow.